And the thing in the fireplace that you set the wood on.
Didn't carry him?
And,
you know?
Oh, it's not.
Orange, so usually we call them okay. That. That's another name for it. I can't think of that.
Do you mean your end orange or fire dogs or dog orange?
End orange.
And the thing up above the fireplace that you can set things on.
Mammy, we usually call them. Huh? Mammy?
Okay. And if you wanted to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use to start it with?
The kind.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the wood you'd use?
The kindling. Is that what you said? Kindling.
What is kindling?
Kindling is small slivers of dry lumber or wood. pine knots are the best. And you cut kindling with pine knots, and that gives you definitely your best kindling of all.
And you can take a big piece of wood and set that sort of toward the back of the fireplace, and maybe it would burn all night long. You call that
a log?
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of the back stick or back log?
Well, you might call this big, sometimes you call it a bag log, a big piece of a big log, usually a green lumber you can get, and set back and where it'll last.
Why green lumber?
It burns slower. The dry lumber.
Uh-huh. And the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Soot.
Huh?
Soot.
And what you shovel out of the fireplace.
Ashes.
And talk about things that you'd have in a room. This thing here would be
a chair.
Okay, and that thing.
A sofa.
Any other names for sofa?
Couch.
Yeah, you might call it a couch, but usually we call them sofas.
And what about the things that you could have in your bedroom to keep your clothes in?
Closet.
What about something with drawers in it?
Chest of drawers, usually we call.
What do people used to have besides the chest of drawers?
Cedar rolls, usually was or something like that. Yeah, we usually had a cedar to keep their clothes in, to keep them preserved, to hang clothes mostly.
Did a cedar rope have drawers in it too, or?
Some, mostly it was hanging room, but some had drawers.
Mm-hmm. What were they called in French?
Un non moi.
Did people use that word in English too?
I don't believe. Well, I mean, occasionally a French-speaking person, you know, would use that term, you know, while speaking English.
What about chiffonrobe or chiffonier? Did
you hear that? Chiffonrobe, yes, that's right. You know, that kind of slipped my mind. You used to.
What was a chiffonrobe?
Well, it was usually had one door, most of them in fact, we had one long, tall door, usually on the left side, with about four drawers on the right half of it. It was usually split about in half. And one tall door on the left, on the right side usually had about four drawers, with a short door at the top, over the drawers.
A short door?
Mm-hmm.
What was that for? The hat?
You, probably for hats usually, or purse, ladies' purse.
Did that look the same as the cedar rope?